In August 2021, Gabby Petito was killed by her fiancé, Brian Laundrie, while they were travelling together across the United States. On September 19th, 2021, Gabby's remains were found at Teton National Forest in Wyoming. An autopsy found she was killed by manual strangulation and blunt force trauma to the head. On November 23rd, it was announced that Brian Laundrie died due to a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. The FBI later announced that Laundrie admitted to killing Gabby in his notebook, which was found near his remains. We're going to read 8 pages of the notebook that were released by Stephen Bertolino, which is the Laundrie family attorney. This may be triggering for some of you, so if this is going to be too tough, please step away. It reads, "Gabby, I wish I was right at your side. I wish I could be talking to you right now. I'd be going through every memory we made, getting even more excited for the future, but we lost our future. I can't live without you. I've lost every day we could have spent together, every holiday. I'll never get to play with something that is illegible again. Never go hiking with TJ. I loved you more than anything. I can't bear to look at our photos, to recall great times because it is why I cannot go on. When I close my eyes, I will think of laughing on the roof of the van, falling asleep to the side of something illegible at the Crystal Geyser. I will always love you." If you were reading Gab's journal, looking at photos from our life together, flipping through old cards, you wouldn't want to live a day without her. Knowing that every day you'll wake up without her, you wouldn't want to wake up. I'm sorry to everyone this will affect. Gabby was the love of my life, but I know she was adored by many. I'm so very sorry to her family because I love them. I'd consider her younger siblings my best of friends. I am sorry to my family. This is a shock to them as well as a terrible grief. They loved as much, if not more, than me. A new daughter to my mother, an aunt to my nephews. Please do not make this harder for them. This occurred as an unexpected tragedy. Rushing back to our car, trying to cross the streams of something illegible. Before it got too dark to see, too cold, I heard a splash and a scream. I could barely see. I couldn't find her for a moment, shouting her name. I found her breathing heavily and gasping. She was freezing cold. Something illegible, the blazing hot national parks in Utah. The temperature had dropped to freezing and she was soaking wet. I carried her as far as I could from the stream toward the car, stumbling, exhausted and shocked, when my illegible and knew I couldn't safely carry her. I started a fire and spooned her as close to the heat. She was so thin, had already been freezing too long. I couldn't at the time realize that I should have started a fire first, but I wanted her out of the cold back to the car. From where I started the fire, I had no idea how far the car might be. I only knew it was across the creek. When I pulled Gabby out of the water, she couldn't tell me what hurt. She had a small bump on her forehead that eventually got larger. Her feet hurt, her wrist hurt, but she was freezing, shaking violently. While carrying her, she continually made sounds of pain. Laying next to her, she said little. She was going in violent shakes, gasping in pain, begging for an end to her pain. She would fall asleep and I would shake her awake, fearing she couldn't close her eyes if she had a concussion. She would wake in pain, start her whole painful cycle again. Something illegible. Furious that I was the one waking her. She wouldn't let me try to cross the creek. Thought, like me, that fire would go out in her sleep and she'd freeze. I don't know the extent of Gabby's injuries, only that she was in extreme pain. I ended her life. I thought it was merciful, that it is what she wanted, but I see now all the mistakes I made. I panicked, I was in shock, but from the moment I decided, took away her pain, I knew I couldn't go on without her. I rushed home to spend any time I had left with my family. I wanted to drive north and let James or TJ kill me, but I wouldn't want them to spend time in jail over my mistake, even though I'm sure they would have liked to. I'm ending my life not because of fear of punishment, but rather because I can't stand to live another day without her. I've lost our whole future together, every moment we could have shared. I'm sorry for everyone's loss. Please do not make life harder for my family. They lost a son and a daughter, the most wonderful girl in the world. Gabby, I'm sorry. I have killed myself by this creek in the hopes that animals may tear me apart, that it may make some of her family happy. Please pick up all the things that Gabby hated, people who litter. After the notebook's contents were released by the Laundrie family's attorney, an attorney for Gabby Petito's parents released the following statement. Quote, I'm shocked that within 30 minutes of the time we left the FBI office, the notebook was released. Neither myself nor Joe Petito or Nicole Smith released that from the notebook. This was disgusting to read. It was disgusting to listen to. And let's talk about it in the comments. Yeah, a gross, gross person who killed such a beautiful young lady that had her whole life ahead of her. And we will never forget.